Hare Krishna. If there's any defect in this recording, it's just I'm getting a handle on the new recorder that we've gotten from the donations that devotees give towards the podcast. Thank you very much again. And no doubt it's better than my other one, but no doubt I also need to learn how to use it properly. I'm going to give a brief summary of the update of the church law, because it's hit a certain turning point and will probably be like that for the next 2 months, although you may hear of more action points from us about it. But more or less skipping over all the ins and outs and ups and downs, particularly of this month, on the 30th of the month, the Parliament voted in a new church law. They had to vote in a new church law because the old one was thrown out by the Constitutional Court for it being unconstitutional in the way that it was voted in. More or less, the law was the same as before, and it immediately recognized 14 existing churches, not on any particular criterion, completely arbitrarily. Nonetheless, there's some changes from the previous law. One, for which many of our listeners and their friends and over 40,000 people around the world petitioned, was that if a church, and that includes us, if a church doesn't retain its church status but becomes an association, then it can maintain its agricultural land. Now, interestingly enough, there's not just us who fell into this category, but there were about another 10 churches. And more interestingly enough, they weren't aware of the law until we started protesting. And once we started protesting, then they also woke up to that fact and also lodged their complaint. So that was very successful as far as New Rajadham, Krishna Valley's agricultural lands are concerned. Whatever our legal identity in the future, it's protected. There was serious talk in the formulation of the new law that to be accepted as a church, one would have to have a 100-year institutional international identity. And that, again, was not scrapped, but an alternative was given that, well, all right, you may not have a 100-year institutional identity, but if you've been functioning for 20 years already earlier as a church in Hungary, for instance, we have for 22 years or 23 years, then that's also acceptable. So if you have, you've had a 20-year church affiliation in Hungary, then that's fine. Or if you've had 100 years internationally, that's also fine, either or. What additional change was also made was that those churches, there's about 70, including ourselves, who already gave in our application that we wanted to apply as a church, their church status didn't terminate on January the 1st, as was in the original law, but is extended until February the 29th, by which time they're meant to meet certain criteria, and all of which are not necessarily so clear yet. The signature of 1,000 members, getting letters of authenticity from academic sources, such as, for instance, in our case, perhaps Oxford University, from other non-academic source. We're going to try to get some government support from Indian government, that ISKCON and Hare Krishna movement is a bona fide representative of Hinduism. This is a criteria that will be then judged by the Academy of Sciences, interestingly, which barely even has a religious department, but in any case, and they will then forward their recommendation to Parliament, and Parliament will then vote by a two-thirds vote, and that vote should take place before February the 29th, and then either they accept or they reject, in which case one has to wait another year before again applying. So that's the summary. We could say that it was the efforts over the last months have been successful. We at least attained or retained what we fought for. We got the protected the rights of our agricultural land. We retained our church status, at least for the next 2 months, and were able to avoid losing church status, working as an association, and then reapplying. In other words, we don't have to have either the inconvenience or the humiliation of being demoted to being a religious association, provided that obviously the Parliament accepts Krishna consciousness in February. And no doubt we'll have to do some further lobbying, meeting of people, and fulfilling those aforementioned criteria. But, and